Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Showtime!
How y'all feel? T.T. Banda! Multi-hostile! Highly motivated, motivated, motivated!
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Everybody, good to have you with us on this Friday, week-ending edition of Sports Daily. Our cup runneth over today. So much to get to, not the least of which is Fred VanVleet hoisting the trophy last night, having a moment as a champion in the NBA. I just cannot think of a time that I've been happier for someone than I was for Fred last night. Now, on top of that, Shane, Klay Thompson goes down with an ACL. It has been one of the most star-crossed, bizarre finals with more, literally, twists and turns than we've ever seen before. It doesn't do anything to lessen the impact of the Raptors' championship and those that contributed to it. All I'm saying is that, my gosh, the number of layers that we had to peel back on this onion was unbelievable.
Yeah, and to that point, I hope it doesn't take away from Toronto's first championship. And maybe history will smile on the Raptors after all, but it's hard to look past all the free agent trees, isn't it, for the Forest? You got Klay Thompson, torn ACL, going to be an unrestricted free agent. KD tears his Achilles. He can opt out of his deal. He can get a supermax deal somewhere else. And Kawhi Leonard, is he going to be a one and done for Toronto? All those other little soap operas that are kind of lurking in the weeds here may, I hope not, and maybe I'm wrong, I hope I'm wrong, take away from an otherwise thrilling Game 6 at Oracle, a place where the Raptors didn't lose this year. I mean, it was like a bizarro world, and the NBA world got set on its ear. And I just hope that, like I said, NBA history smiles on the Raptors because obviously it's their first title in franchise history, and they may be without Kawhi Leonard come July 1st.
It's almost beyond explanation at this point because we don't know where it's going to end. What we do know is the Toronto Raptors are NBA champions. We do know that Fred VanVleet, obviously one of our own, was near and dear to the effort. That much can't change. Now, what changes come when the dominoes fall, and they've already started to fall, remains to be seen. But what a great moment for Fred to be involved with. And I think I even saw him smile a few times last night. It was pretty good stuff.
Rumor has it, Hubie Brown voted him as the finals MVP. He got one vote.
Wow.
Kawhi got 10, obviously, and Kawhi's your finals MVP. Just to kind of wrap it up in case you missed it, Canada gets its first NBA title after the Raptors won 58 games in the regular season, and they dethroned the Golden State Warriors last night, 114-110 at Oracle Arena in what we know will be or was the final game in that arena after 53 years of NBA history in Oakland. We'll talk about that building a little bit more in the second hour, about 20 minutes from now. Part of What's on Tap, brought to you by Side Pockets at the corner of Kellogg and Tyler. What's on Tap today is your choice of a quarter-pound hamburger or cheeseburger with fries for just $5.95 or specialty burger with fries for just $6.50 today. Side Pockets, what's on tap for the rest of the show? We've got plenty of Warriors talk. We can take your calls at 869-1240. What did you think of the NBA Finals? That's the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline, so step aboard. Come on with it if you want to. Second segment, as mentioned, we will talk about Oracle Arena, Kevin Durant, and Klay Thompson. The Warriors may be without every single one of them at this time next year, and very possibly could. We know for sure Oracle is no longer. Also, top of second hour, we'll talk Broncos football because Pat Bowlen, their longtime owner, has died at the age of 75. He passed away last night due to complications with Alzheimer's disease. He was just a couple of months short of being enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, so sad times in Denver, and I'm sure Bruce will have more thoughts about that in second hour. Also, Mike Pelfrey stays at Wichita State. He is retained as the Shocker pitching coach. Remains to be seen what Eric Wedge does with the rest of his coaching staff. And in addition, we've got what to watch this weekend in the world of sports. John Calipari got extended for an obscene amount of time and money at Kentucky. And then, of course, we'll have On This Day in Sports History brought to you by Superior Rents out at 21st and Ridge. So we got a full show for you. And a lot of basketball here in the first segment or two. Kawhi Leonard has a $21 million player option that he will almost certainly opt out of to become an unrestricted free agent, along with Klay Thompson, along with Kevin Durant, likely. But in the meantime, to the victor goes the spoils. Leonard carried the Raptors as far as scoring is concerned, although Bruce astutely pointed out that Fred VanVleet was in the middle of a lot of everything in the on the offensive end for the Raptors last night. He had 22 points, but Kawhi finished third on the all-time scoring list for a single postseason. He became only the sixth player to score 700 points in a single playoff run. Think about that for a second.
Yeah, it's incredible.
700 points. That speaks probably more of there are more games in the postseason now than there ever was.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
700 points is 700 points, Jed. I mean, and if that's his swan song, if it was like, hey, here's your title. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm going to the Clippers. How do we feel about that parting gift?
Oh, well, that's, hey.
I mean, better to have a title than never have one,
than
right?
not have one. Yeah, exactly. Definitely. So something you were talking about with Fred VanVleet earlier that I found pretty interesting. You mentioned that finally kind of allowed himself to smile a little bit, mm-hmm. kind of allow himself to have fun. I found this to be fairly interesting. We actually had a moment in that post-game interview where he got asked a question by a, well, it wasn't a reporter that asked him this question.
Okay.
Yeah, so here we go. I've got this all queued up here. We can take a listen to it real quick.
Kyle Lowry, Toronto Raptors. Fred, how does it feel to be a world champion?
It's unbelievable, man. It's unbelievable to have guys like Kyle Lowry on your team who step up and go for 15 in the first quarter, you know, but he should have had 50. But, you know, he slowed down, so I just want to come out there in the second half and bail him out and try to help him for his legacy. You know, they kill my man all the time in the playoffs. He gets more slandered than everybody I ever seen in the league. And so to have him be able to hold that trophy up tonight, that's what means the most for us.
Thank you.
Kyle Lowry asking that.
Yeah, Kyle Lowry stepping in and asking a question.
Very, very interesting in that the first part of that game, Kyle Lowry, I don't know if he dominated or controlled, but he came out and asserted himself like no other game this postseason. And I got to say, and this is before you came on, Jed, that throughout the course of the playoffs, he and Fred mentioned it, he was maligned a lot. He was criticized a lot.
Yeah.
But I got to say, there were some times I was like, Kyle Lowry has turned into a bum. Where is he? Let's go. And, you know, this is in the Bucks series and even before that. But last night, in a hostile environment, obviously, and this is before Klay got hurt, he came out, established himself in the first quarter, and then Fred kind of gradually and slowly but surely took over.
Yeah.
And we continue to see it over and over again. Even though VanVleet comes off the bench, like when there's meaningful minutes to be played and when there's crunch time to be had and big shots and or decisions to be made, Fred's got the ball in his hands and it's cool to see.
I like to see a team with a, you know, with more guys, with a deeper bench, with guys that'll step up if somebody else is down. That's the kind of thing I like to see in basketball. And sometimes you just don't.
Well, you know, we're in an age now where we've got the quote-unquote load management.
Right.
There are certain games where guys don't play at all during the regular season for this moment. So
yeah.
We can play you 42 minutes because you didn't play against the Clippers in December.
Yeah.
You know, and that part I get, but I'm with you. And I think the Raptors, maybe more than anybody, understands that our bench is part of our core. It's not just the big five and then we pray for a good moment out of Serge Ibaka when he comes off the bench, or Norman Hand or somebody, Norman Powell or somebody like that when they come off the bench. But Fred VanVleet is definitely part of their core. And again, he got one MVP vote with those 22 points among the tremendous finals that he had. But as for Kawhi, he averaged 30.5 points per game during the playoffs, easily the highest scoring postseason in franchise history. He had 14 30-point games, tied for the second most in a single postseason over the last 20 years. But again, he will likely opt out of his player option. He'll become an unrestricted free agent this summer. And that was his first season in Toronto after missing most of the 2017-18 season with a quad injury, which also kind of brings us back full circle back to the Kevin Durant injury that he elected to play through. He was cleared. Kawhi was cleared. He wanted to play. Kawhi elected not to play. It's kind of apples and oranges because in Kevin Durant's situation, they were down in the finals and
yeah,
really needed him. Kawhi said, no, you know, I'm not ready. Although it wasn't a finals situation. So who knows what he would have really done or said or how he would have reacted then. I don't think the two things are congruent, but it's interesting that Durant, after cleared to play and clearly not 100%, further aggravated it, made it worse.
Made it worse, yeah.
Kawhi erred on the side of caution, and it paid off literally and figuratively. He got big bucks and a trade to go to Toronto, and now he's got the hardware.
Yeah, exactly. And you're right. It's a different situation when you're facing elimination as opposed to when you're not.
Mm-hmm.
But, wow, yeah. The dichotomy there was a little bit interesting, sure.
And now where is he going to end up next year? Leonard is not eligible for a Supermax contract because he was traded. This is part of the minutia with NBA stuff of how much you can actually get on the open market. We're splitting hairs here. But
yeah, somebody's going to pay a lot of money.
A lot,
yeah.
Sure. And according to Bobby Marks from ESPN, Leonard can sign a 5-year, $190 million deal with the Raptors or a 4-year, $141 million deal with any team that has cap space. So to take that a step further.
That's a little complicated,
it
isn't
is.
It?
So, okay, five. I got a phone here. And it's got a calculator on it.
Oh, okay.
So $190 million
sure.
over 5 years is an average of 38 per.
Okay.
$141 million over 4 years is 35.25.
So
he would get more for more years, according to Bobby Marks, if he re-signs with the Raptors.
Yeah.
Although that's 5 years.
Yeah,
I don't
that
know
is.
How, you better like Toronto a lot.
Yeah, you better enjoy it, sure.
Okay, so the Clippers and the Nets have been linked as possible Kawhi destinations in free agency. Brooklyn has roughly $67 million in cap space by renouncing the Nets' free agent holds, while the Clippers have $56.1 million in cap space, so roughly $11 million less, and only the Knicks have more than those two teams. They have less than $1 million more than the Brooklyn Nets could offer as far as cap space. Now, we'd have to bring in a capologist to explain what all that means. But as far as where the Raptors go from here, 9 of their 12 top players by total minutes are under contract for next season. So in theory,
yeah,
they're okay minus Kawhi, although that's one big minus.
Yeah.
Danny Green is the only unrestricted free agent for the Raptors who played more than 25 games this season. You got Mark Gasol, who for my money, kind of disappeared last night, but whatever. He has a $25.6 million option, player option, which if he's got a brain in his head, he'll exercise that because he's not getting that much from somebody else. He's 34, and he only averaged 9 points a game in 25 minutes after he arrived in Toronto. Kyle Lowry and Serge Ibaka will both be over 30. After the start of next season, they'll combine to count $56.8 million against the Raptors cap next season. They do not have a first-round pick this summer due to the Leonard trade, but they have all of their future first-rounders after that. So that's where we're at with the Raptors. So congratulations to Toronto, Fred VanVleet, getting their first championship in basketball. Most recent and notable Toronto championships, though. The Raptors, obviously, last night sewed up their first NBA title. The Toronto Argonauts won the CFL Grey Cup 2 years ago, and we all remember that.
Yeah, we all remember the Grey Cup win.
The
yeah.
Argos. The Argos of 2017. Toronto FC won the MLS in 2017. But then when you get to baseball and hockey, that's where you understand Toronto's elation last night because the Blue Jays last won a World Series in 1993.
Yeah. It's been a while.
The Joe Carter year, and the Maple Leafs last won a cup in 1967.
Yikes.
One of the original
eight? Both, yes, yeah. I believe.
And so the Maple Leafs, it's been a while. It's been 52 years since the Maple Leafs hoisted Lord Stanley's Cup. So the Raptors winning this NBA Finals, as unexpected as probably anything, because they were a 15-1 long shot at winning the title based off of preseason odds, the third biggest long shot in the last 35 years based on the preseason odds. And they did the unthinkable. They went 6-2 against the Warriors this season, including 4-0 at Oracle Arena. And they're the first team to beat Steve Kerr's Warriors six times in a single season. Congratulations to the Toronto Raptors.
And playing so well on the road. Just fantastic on the road.
That's much like the St. Louis Blues did in hockey.
Exactly, yeah.
Did all the heavy lifting on the road. So we have crowned a champion in hockey and in the NBA. What's next for the Warriors? Is it over? Klay Thompson tore his ACL last night. Kevin Durant, a couple of days earlier, ripped his Achilles. And Oracle Arena is no more. So this time next year, the Warriors could be without all three of those things or guys. We'll discuss the dynasty that is, or maybe was, the Golden State Warriors when we come back. Plus, we'll take your calls at 869-1240 if you have thoughts on the NBA Finals on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.